Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
The Gemara did tell us before that again at the end. Remember, we said for the night of Yehuda, and the Gemara at Aterach Chosav of Amayim Shal Yisrael, our Mishnah tells us Vishkisa. We're talking about the Mashke, to the people and to the behemoths. And the Gemara learns out. Why over here? Does the Gemara learn it over here as opposed to other places where, it brings from the Nega, from Nige Batim, that they clear out the bias before the Kayan Paskins. That the Gemara uses for other times. The Chatzitzvahs were made out of silver, not for gold, the Terechas Almanim Shay Yisrael, because it says by Nikai Batim that, so with their Chilukim that we could make. The Gemara said before what happened, the Gemara remember had a Shayla of a minchas ba'feis tzadur, where you made it, they didn't make it into a different kalas. Mara says, let's say, Amar avin a minchas ba'fei she'afa chala achas yatsa. He did it. How many kalas do you make by a minchas ba'feis tzadur? You do 10, right? Everything is all 10. Let's say you didn't do 10. Let's say you did 1. So it says you yatsa. Why is it that the Gemara only said Michas Bafei Sadr? You do everything in Chalas. We had a Machlekes, a Stira and Rashi's by the Michas Silas, whether or not you divide that up into Chalas. Remember, I mean, certainly by the Machas, Machmas, and Machdeshes, you do also divide up in Chalas. Remember, here we had, by Michas Silas, we have the Rashi over here. Kol ha-benachas bo'os eser palas, u'minchas se'lis nami, afal gab, dekoydim afiya, it's nikmetzes afilu achi eser palas ko'amdi. You did eser palas, not like the Rashi that we had before in Ayindalan of Abayz. Remember we had the Rashi on Ayindalan of Abayz, where there it says that you did not do it. It says, minchas se'lis lo'hoya bo'chalas, nebi'ayna se'lis nikmetzes. So, but at least, let's assume that maybe Silas is different. Then Michas Machmas, Michas Machheshes. So let's say you didn't do the 10 Chalas. Let's say you did it only 1 Chalas. So the same din that we have over here by Michas Machmas Sador, it's going to be negay everything. Why is it only Michas Machmas Sador? Is that there is a flirt from Rablaim Malin. The Rabbi Malin says that the role of chalas that we have by other menachas is a peripheral inyan, not in the essence of what the Michas Bafei Sador is. In the essence of the Michas Bafei Sador, the role of the chalas is an integral part of what the carbon itself demands. Mashenke, when we're talking about chalas, we're talking about machas, macheshes, maybe silas, if we hold back that. That's just a procedural thing, but it's not, it's certainly not going to be something that's going to be ba'akiv. Therefore, the chiddush that he's saying is by Michas Ma'afei Sador, that it's going to be like, that's why he singles out Michas Ma'afei Sador. What? Yeah, he has a thing. I mean, the problem is we have the problem over here.
Does he explain why that is? How does he know? Rabbi, how does he know that? That's very radical. Does Rabbi have the site? Rabbi have the site for that, Rabbi Malin?
It's Rablaim Malin.
Yeah, where does Rabbi have a site?
Mem Vav.
Okay, the Caliph?
Caliph Bays.
The only one you can involve to repeat it. The other ones you can
involve. You have one over there?
Of course.
Yeah, you do.
Are you late? It was great.
What?
He was great. The piece is on Pesita.
Yeah, well, the MS is, wow. What does it say in the Pesukim by Michas Mafei Sanor? We really could hear it. What does it say here? Let me just get the, what it says over here.
Scripture.
Listen to the Lashon HaPasuk. It's not, you're saying it's a radical thing. I don't think it's radical at all.
Okay.
The Chisakriv Karbin Minchas Vafei Sador.
Right.
Vayikra, in Pasuk Dalet, Aleph Dalet. Silas Chalais Batzais Belulas Bashemin. There's a din of Chalais Batzais Belulas Bashemin, or a Kike Matzais Meshuchi Bashemin. Or, like the way we pass it, it's either or. It doesn't have to have that both. But the Pasuk says, Chalais Batzais Belulas Bashemin, or a Kike Matzais Meshuchi Bashemin. What does it say about Machmas and Macheshes? Be Minchal Machmas Karbanecha, Silas Belulas Bashemin, Batsasiya, period. Marcheshes. They basis on Minchashiasa, Vayela, Vikrival Akayim, Vikishal of Isbeach, and you bring Hakayim, brings us Askarasa, Viker of Isbeach, Yishemech, Lichayach, Lashem. Period. No, nothing about Kalos and Rikikin.
Okay.
All right, so you're asking that's radical. No, I don't think it's radical at all. By them, there's also a din of Kalos. And it doesn't say anything about Chalas. Over here, by the Michas Mafei Sador, it says Chalas Matzes Lulz Bashemin or Kike Matzes. That means that the fact that it says Chalas tells you that it's, that Chalas is the Gushpanke of what the whole thing is. I mean, even though, what? Yeah, you have a choice, but Lamaisa, if the Pasuk does say it. Now, L'chaira, I would think maybe you could dig zuch with what I'm saying. You hear it. But the Raisa, there's a hekesh. How do we know that you divide everything up in Chalas? Here, what does it say? Here we have it's all divided up into Chalas. And what does it tell us when it's a Chalas? How do you know it's divided up into Chalas? Because we have, the Gemara says again, Chal HaBenacha, that's where we have again, Nachamot. Call Habanacha Sid Shalish all those things. And call Habanacha is both Esser, except for the exceptions. That is brought with 12. Okay, so now the Gemara says, how do you know that? So the Gemara says, how do you know it's brought from the Chalos? So the Gemara says, Ibailu, Babatsek, here we have Ibailu, Babatsek, Obechite, Modil, Machal, Abinachas, Bos, Shtay, Besre, Lechem, Apanim, Behenyxin, before the Gemara says, Bayer, Yermia, Shifa, Beita, Bechite, all these things, Bailu, Bechite, Modil, Abbatsek, Toshima, Desanya, the Gemara brings that, and Chal, Abinachas, Bos, Shtay, Besre, there, lechem apanim behenyiksim, beshmavitikai gadol, we learn achlukachluka, we lechem apanim, kol habanachas lebos eser minolon. Gama milach beitaina, we learn it out from lach beitaina. Why? What's the limud from lach beitaina? Mala halan eser afkan eser. Aye, let's learn from lechem apanim. Mala hal shtei mesrei afkan shtei mesrei. The Stabra, Bilach, Beitaina, Havalai, Lamelach, because of all the similarities that we have between them. Now, if we're going to say that there's a chiluk between the Minchas Mafei Sador, how do you know that? I mean, so how do you know to make such a mamatzinu? The Gemara is saying, we learned it out from there. What do you mean? It's the Afusa. So, Chari, you would say, that's the same din. Now, it is a chiddush. I mean, it is a chiddush, even though it says it beferish, but the Maitz and the Gemara is being makish. The other ones do that. So, all right, so now to be machalik in that, that's not so pashut already. I was saying, yeah, it's not so radical. The evidence is, maybe we can say it, but it isn't, it is somewhat radical. Because as soon as you're coming to be machalik between the din of Minchas Mafei Sador And the other ones, mechatesi, that there's a difference in the lovedness. As soon as you tell me there's a difference in the lovedness, how do you know that, Michal, you have to make such a leap in the first place? How do you learn it out? What do you mean? You're learning it out from a taida? We learn from a taida. Taida is a taida. This has no din chalas mechatesi. There's a din of chalas at all, even. All right. Yes, London, or this, but that's why he comes and says it, because of the Gemara. But let's say you didn't do it with Chalas. You did one. He holds on your Yaitzim in this. Yeah, the Gemara says, but only by Tzesim, by Dichas Bafe Sadra. Okay. Hataida, I have another problem over here. And Dichas Kafiti, remember we talked about it. We spoke about it, whether the Michas Chaviti is a carbon yachid or whether it's a carbon sibur. Who dies, that the Yarsha becomes from the Yarsha becomes from Trumas Halishka. These are the datum that we've spoke about. That's the Mishnah Melech, and Hilchos Karban Pesach. The dads or the rayas that we have, whether or not the Chaviti is a carbon yachid or it's a carbon sibur. Now, what happened was it? Do we have a ride from this Gemara or not? I think when the Gemara is coming and telling us, by the Chaviti Kayin Gadol, you learn it out from Lechem Apanim. How do you know? How many Chalos do we have by Chaviti? 12. Different than all the other ones. And how do you know it? You learn that from Lechem Apanim. Great thing about it, why didn't you learn from Lechem Apanim? Maybe you should learn it out from a Toida. Right? And the Gemara lists all the commonalities that there are between them. Lechaira, we would have said, by one's a carbon yachid, the other one's a carbon yachid. The Gemara doesn't say, and we don't say that. What do we say? We learn it out from Lechem Apanim. Now, what's the Gemara doesn't say that there's a difference. The Gemara doesn't say there's a difference when we can't learn it out because that's a carbon seaboard and this is a carbon yachid.
The
Chavitin
carbon
should
tell
you about. The Chavitin
carbon, what?
It's the difference between head-dit and non-head. Yeah, all right, it's head-dit, not head-dit. But carbon itself is completely different. And the Gemara ignores that. The Gemara ignores that. Whether or not this factor, that the Chavitin is a different din than the din of a title. Fire, we would say, if anything, it would be mashma that you should learn it from a taita that has a bit of a carbon yachid.
But it
has cheaper. Right? Yes, law do know that. All right.
That's very interesting.
With mashma that it has a bit of a carbon yachid, that's the reason you learn it out. For you should learn it out from a taita. The Gemara doesn't say don't learn out from a taita. This is a carbon seaboard taita is a carbon yachid. The Gemara doesn't even bring that. Mashma it's a carbon yachid. Okay. Ataina Haisaba Chamech Shai Nirishalmi Ais. It's a good thing we didn't learn this on Shabbos. It would have made it much harder if we would have had it on Shabbos. Why? Because we have to figure out the computations here. The Taina would be brought from five Saw the way it was adapted in Yerushalayim. Chavishat Shehein, Sheish Midbarius, which comes out to the computations that we have, based comes on six, that the way they had it in the Midbar. And then they expanded upon it, and they made it bigger. In the Midbar, the saw was smaller than the way it was afterwards in Yerushalayim. They adapted it.
When did they change it?
Lair. Yeah. Shtei Eifais. What was it? Let me read it first. We had Shtei Eifais, and it was made up, a taida was made out of two Eifais. And what's an Eifa? An Eifa is Shalosh Soyin. An Eifa is Trisa. Esrim Isarai, and the taida was made up. Sachakol of 20 sarins. 20 sarins divided up between the Chalas Chametz and the other three. Chalat Taina is al Chalas Chametz, And then we have the ones made out of matzah. What were they? Divided up in three parts. We had the chalas chametz, chalas matzah, and the rekikin. I mean, chalas matzah, the rekikin, and the ravucha. What is that? The ravucha. So what do we have though? 10 and 10. 10 and 10, 10 means chalas chametz, and 10 is a combination of the other three. Now, if it's a combination, let me just say it outside first. We have a combination of 10 of the other three meaning the chalas chametz, the ravucha, or the rekikin, and then the ravucha.
No,
chalas matzah. I'm talking. Chalas chametz is 10. We put that on the side. And then the other three, we have the chalas matzah, the rekikin, and the ravucha. All those three together make up another 10 isarins, which means that each one has 3 1/3. 3 1/3, we have 3 1/3, but the Gemara says you have 10 isarins, you have 3 1/3 isarins. In other words, you have 3 1/3 isarins for the Rekikin, for the Chalas Matzah, and for the Ravucha. 3 1/3 for each one. But that means that what? It means that for each group of 3 1/3, you have to have 10 chalas, of course. Because they were much smaller. The chalas chametz, the chalas chametz, each one, it was 10 isarins, which means that each chala was an isarin. The other ones, each chala was not an isarin. It was an isarin for all, it was 3 1/3. For 3 1/3 for 10. So it's really 3/10, really, for each one of them. And a little more than 3/10, a little more than 3/3. Yeah, so they're per isarin. But of course, per isarin, you had to have 10. There were up there are 3 1/3 isarins that made up 10 rekikin, that made up 10 ravuchas, that made up 10 chalas matzah.
As opposed to the chametz,
that you had 10, made up 10. Which means that each challah was really one complete isarin. By the way, if you come to visualize it, an isarin is an isarin asiris alefa. And an alefa, we're saying, is 3 sa'. Let's assume when a person makes challah, a woman now makes challah. So she does it also with an isarin silas. Right? It's asiris alefa. That comes to 43 1/5 bayim. Let's assume that's 5 pounds.
Which one is 5?
The amount that's chayav in challah, asiris alefa. It's a suffix. We know it over exactly 5 pounds. But 5 pounds in the Dominican, we make a brasa by 5 pounds. 5 pounds, you make a brasa. By 3 pounds is already a suffix.
5 pounds.
What? So it means that an Asiris Olefa is 5 pounds. That's an awful lot to eat. It's a lot of challah. Means that each one is challah. It's a tremendous amount. Who can eat so much? Who can eat so much? In which case, 5 pounds, 43 1/5, they took it about 5 pounds. Three is somewhat of a suffix. Okay, now. So what does it say over here? By the way, they divided up lechem upon him should really add another point over here. The shtei alechem was at one isarin. I'm trying to start to interrupt everybody. The shtei alechem, each one was an isarin. Each one of the lechem by lechem upon him were 2. So you're talking about each one of the lechem upon him is 10 pounds.
Wow.
Of flour. Wow. 10 pounds of flour per lechem, and you had 12. Yeah. How'd they eat so much?
A lot of kayin.
All right, yeah. The Beisab. No, it wasn't the whole Mishmah. It depends, maybe. It depends if the Shabbos had its own Mishmah, Beisab, or not. Let's assume that that Shabbos had its own Beisab. So much less. So you have a much, much less kayhanim to be able to eat it. In which case, so to one beis av to eat all that challah. All right.
Just that
Beisav depends on the Sneerin Rashis that we have all over. If Shabbos, then we're having 6 Beisavs or 7 Beisavs. Okay.
Maybe, but each of the Lechem Lapanim was like 2 feet, right? It's an Amma.
Yeah, very big. Very heavy. Very heavy.
So how did they keep it to be matzah?
All right. Yeah.
How did they prevent it from rising?
So what we have is, again, Shtei Eifais, Ha'eifa Shalash Soyim, Esrim, Isarim, Asat, they're made up of 20 Isarim, Sachakol, like we just got finished saying. And what's the breakdown? Asara l'chavitz, there were 10 Isarim for chavitz. The Asara l'matzah for all 3 meaning. Rabbi say, come on, I've got a cup over here, I'm going to have to wind up explaining it, there's many stories. The Asara l'matzah. Asara v'chametz, Asara v'chametz. How and what's the breakdown of that? Isarai l'chala. Each chala of the 10 is going to come out being an isara, the 10th. Because you had what? You had what? We had, there were 10. So there were 10 isarins for the chalas chametz. That means them to 10 chalas, obviously. You're talking about each one's an isara. 43 in the fifth bayit. Sara l'chal, sara l'matzah. And we have by yosav al asara for all the meaning together of the matzah. No, so what about the matzah? What is that? The matzah shalish meaning. There were chalas matzah, not chalas chametz, obviously. Rikikin, ravucha. Now, Nitzu, so it comes out the breakdown is a third of 10. That's right. So Nitzu, Shloisha, that's right. It was Shlish. It comes out 3 and a third, that's right. Flechal Bidvamin, for each one, like we just got finished saying. The Shalosh Chalas, and there were 3 Chalas Le'isarai. Comes out that there were really 3 Shalosh Chalas per Isarai. Right, because what do we have? There were 3 and a third. You have to break down that 10, right? So per Isarin, you have 3 and a fraction, really means. Three and a third. So what we have, 3 and a third. Shalosh Isarin, you have 3 and a, so each one has a group of 10, which is 3 and a third, means that each challah is going to come out a tenth of the 3 and a third. Shalosh chalas per isarin, obviously. Uva mida Yerushalmis, which is really bigger than that. The mida Yerushalmis is bigger than that because it made up 5 as opposed to 6, like we just got finished saying. Hayushleisha broken down, it came into 30 kavs. Remember, before we're talking in terms of sum, I'm going to come right back to this. Chamisha aser l'chametz, and if you would divide that up in the same amount, we would have 30 kavin as opposed to the, we have, again, as opposed to the sign that we have. The eifa, which was 3 saw, now we have 30 kavin. 3 saw make up 30 kavin. Chamisha aser l'chametz, it's broken down in the same type of breakdown that we just saw. 15, half of that, goes for the chalos chametz. Chamisha aser l'chametz, kavu metzah l'chalos, which would come down to 1 kav and a half per chalos. And of course, in the same math that we have, chamisha aser l'matzah, we'll have another 15, half of that for the matzah. And the same breakdown again, the same thing. Uva matzah, shalosh minim, chalos v'kikin or avucha. So it comes out that there were chamisha kavin, that there were chameshes kavin, 5 kavin out of the 15, a third of that, obviously. Chal min v'min, ushtei chalos l'kav, and you'll have 2 chalos made up by 1 kav. Now, to make it easier, again, here we have to have, that's why I meant before that it's good we didn't have it on Shabbos, this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If we have, the easy way to tell what it is in the formula is Askelav Dudu. I don't know if it's going to be a problem for everybody to see it. But the Askelav is the top line that we have here. Askelav means Eifa Sa Kav Lug Adveya. Askelav is the top line. If you look at the top line, Eifa Sabach is Sa Kuf is a Kav. Then the Lug is not regained to us, Adveya, which is also not regained to us. Then we have a below that, another line between the Eifa and the Sa, that they are, and we have another line between the Sa and the Kav of the Lamed, the Lug and the Bay, and that second one refers to numbers. And those numbers are Dudu, Gimel, Vav, Dalid, Vav. And therefore, when we do this, we see the following, it's like this. I don't know if you can see it. Huh? Can you see it? All right. We have over here, six, which means six bayim and a lug. Four lugim and a kav. But what concerns us is six kavin equal a saw. Three saw equal an eifa. So that means very easy. If you want to know, for example, how many kavin are in an eifa? Well, we know there are three saw in an eifa. There's three six kavin in the kav. So obviously we're talking 18. We have over here six kavin and a saw, three kavin, three saw, in an eifa. So we have, obviously, there are six times three kavin in an eifa. If you'd want to know how many lugim are in an eifa, let's say you want to know, for example, how many lugim are in an eifa. Well, you know there are four lugim in a kav, and there are four, six kavin in a saw. So we know that there are 24 lugim in a saw, and there are three saw in an eifa, so it's 24 times three. So therefore, that's how everything itself is figured out over here. I don't know if you can see the formula. Can everybody see it? All right, fine.
But the amount that go to Midbar...
So now in the Midbar, what happened was, this is the way it was in the Midbar, the Pashtun away. When they came into Yerushalayim, they expanded upon the measurements. They expanded on what the saw is. They enhanced it. Now, you can't, this exerts our custom of an eifa, it has to come into the same amount. But the amount, even though the amount in kavos was the same, when you're measuring it, it would have to be different because it's going to have to be less saw because the saw is bigger. When you have it, the way they had it in the Midbar, the way they have it in Yerushalayim, it has to be the same amount. But in describing the amount, of course, it's going to have to be different. Because the saw is a different saw. You're not talking the same measures.
Why did they do that too?
They did it to make it, the reason they didn't make it to...
Price-wise?
Price-wise or something, different reasons.
No,
it's different, no. Yeah, for a carbon it's the same. No, for a carbon it's the same. But they made it there for Maso Mountain they made it.
So it's like the size of the Hershey bar here.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. What?
Everything goes to that.
All right. So wait.
Remy, I put it into the people. They have kit askalov yogurt in a form that are 10 acres.
Ah, yeah, okay. Who has that? Who's that? Who has that?
Rabbi Google.
Who?
Rabbi Google.
Google has this formula? Really? But you have it? Google has this question. All right, fine. I tell you the Haisabach Hamish Sai Yerushalmi, it's that one. But again, 1 second. Okay. All right, now, what we did not, Rabbi Sai, we'll see, we have a Rashi later, it's not here in Ayin Zion, but we do have the Rashi later on Daf Ayin Ches, who explains what it means. First of all, that's the Rashi that there's a difference between the Rakik. Okay. What's the difference? What are the Rikikin and what are the Chalas?
And
the Mukha Oil. 1 second. So on Ayin Ches, if you take a quick look at Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, See where the lines, the Rashis get wider towards the bottom of the Ovid. You see that? Yeah. It's narrow, the narrow column, and then it, on the bottom, it gets wider. The Rashis, Ayin Chesav and Aleph. The top line of that Rashi, where the Rashi gets wide, Rakik v'chalas. What's the difference between Rikikim and Chalas? This is the one that I was referring to before. Rokik v'chalais. Ha. Chadu. They're really the same, Rashi says. El seser divlal b'ser nimshach. Rashi is saying, he doesn't say what's thick or thin. The only difference that there is between them is that one had oil mixed in them, the other one was oil smeared on top. That's what we brought before. This is the Rashi. And like I mentioned from the Eben Ezra, somebody asked me yesterday that it refers to the wafer. The Eben Ezra is in Parshas Tetzaveh in Simchat Tes. Simchat Tes. Yeah, I mentioned, but I didn't say where it was. Yeah, but over here, so there it's in Tetzaveh, Kapitel Chav Tes. I think it's Pasuk Beis. But Rashi over here says all the same thing. Well, what's a Ravucha? Now, what about a Ravucha? What's the Ravucha? Well, the Ravucha, certainly everybody would know it, because Rashi and Chumash tells us what it was also. And that is, a Ravucha is, before anything starts, they scald it with boiling hot water.
Just like the Chavim, or Bechas.
Yes.
Rashi says also.
And then, that's why it's called, chaviti. I didn't mean that. What's the word chaviti come from? Why is it called the chaviti? From the word machbas. So it's like a midchas, similar to midchas machbas. But what happens over here is, by more bechas, like Rashi told us, a parshas tzav, they scald it with hot water, then put it into the oven. And then fry it in oil. Three stages.
Fried
bagels.
Well,
again, they scald it first with hot. There are three stages in making the merbechas.
So bagel is boiled.
They scald it with hot water, put it into an oven, and then they fry it. Let me just read it the way the Rambam. We have a Rambam also. The Rambam comes and the Rambam tells us. Second. Let me just read the Rambam, how the Rambam says it.
Perik Tes Halacha Yud Ches.
Yeah. It's Perik Tes. I think it's Halacha Yud Gimel.
No, Halacha Yud Tes, actually.
All right, maybe it's okay. Here we have the following. Say the Alechem, that. Which one is it? What Halacha? It's a Perik Tes.
You test 9:19.
Yeah. The Ketzad Hiyar Barbeches. Okay? What is the case where you're talking about Silas Barbeches? Ravucha. What is that? Baltam Reischit. The first thing you do is you scald it with hot water. The Aitha Ma'at. Then you bake it somewhat. The Achakach. Toila Isa b'shemet al ha'ilfis. You fry it in oil on a pot, on a pan. Achiyotzebo. Kedarach shekailet asufganim. The same way you fry latkes. Or whatever. Okay, that's the same thing that Rashi says in Parshas Tzav. There are three sets. When we're talking about Ravucha, let's be aware of it. Ravucha means three stages. Scalding, baking, and frying. And each one is, and the title that we're talking about is 10. You have to have 10 of them.
With scalding different than boiling?
It would seem that way. Yeah, pour it on top.
Just pour it over.
Pour it over.
Okay.
Now, how do you know that? How do you know what? How do we know it says that you, what is a, that Rashi tells us, how do you know that an Eifa is three saw? There's a certain premise that we have to end our discussion over here. How do you know such a thing? How did they know that an Eifa is made up of three Sof? First, how do we know that an Eifa is three Sof? Amar Rabbi says, Yomakraha, Eifa, Bahabas, Taichen Echagia. Says, Taichen Bahabas, that just like we know, somehow the Gemara holds it's axiomatic, that we know that a bas is three sa, and it's telling us that an eifa is the same thing. Af eifa shalosh shoyim. Faith the Gemara, how do you know that? And what about a bas? How do you know what a bas is? A bas kufa minola? Eli, because of meaning sim, la says, maybe you will figure it out because it says another pasuk. La says, Maiser ha-chaymer, a tenth of the chaymer, habas. Well, what it made, a third, a chaymer is what? 30 saw. And a tenth of that will be 3 saw. And therefore, it says that's what a bas is. We know that a chaymer. Chaymer, we know that what it is. Yeah, well, 30, a chaymer is 30. But that we know. That means from different places. Babas, and so faith in Gemara. What are you doing? So, Eifa Nabiyuk said. You're getting it from there. You don't have to learn an Eifa from a bas. We have a first pasuk by Eifa also. It can't be from there. Eifa Nabiyuk said. Basiri sachaymer. Eifa. What do you have to learn that from Basform? It's the same pasuk, the same thing we have over there also. It says that a tenth of a chaymer is an eifa. Obviously, it's three sauce, so you don't have to learn it out from a bas. El chaymer le'yadada, something more is kaba. El chaymer, I don't know really how much that should be. That must be, and therefore I have to learn it out. So it's the same thing by the bas. How would you know that? I don't know how to, since you're telling me that a bas is a tenth. A bas is a tenth of the bat. No, excuse me. You're telling me that an eifa or the bas is a tenth of the chaymer. The bas is a tenth of the chaymer. You tell me an eifa, but I don't know what a chaymer is. So how do I know what a bas, how do I know what a bas is? How do I know what an eifa is? If we don't know the basic standard of where we're using the measuring from, so how do you know anything? So where am I going to get it from? How do I know that an eifa is three sa? The chayk hashem en habas. Here it says the chayk, the amount, the measure of the hashem is a bas. Hashmas hashem en. Umais Hashemet, Umaiser Habas, Bin Hakur, the Baiser Habas, Bin Hakur, Aseris Abatim Chaymer, Kiaseris Abatim Chaymer. What we have over here then is, we're going here, this pasuk also in the Cheskel, that we're going to learn out that the whole thing itself, the standard is, Chayka Shemen Habas, Hashabas Hashemen, Umaiser Habas Bin Hakur, Aseres Habatim. What we have is, it's a tenth, Umaiser Habas,
From the core.
Miser is a tenth of a core. We know what a core is. Core is 30, obviously. Core is Havad 30. Core is Havad is base core. I have all the demon that we have in the Baba Basra and they're all places. We know that a core is never a Shiloh. Core, we always know that it refers to 30. And a tenth of that, is a bas.
That's
Kaskal Yonkman.
That's the
Kaskal. Yeah, that's the Kaskal. And Kaskal, that's right, very good. Yeah. Kaskal Gudu, Yogudu. They add the other one. The formula that we had, that we gave, they add the Kaf and the number of the Yud. Very good. Okay. Yeah, therefore Kiaseres Abadim Chaiber. Yeah, so Abba Shmuel. Now, he adds another thing. whenever we add, there are different halachas that we have that significance, so significant in using the share of a sixth. We don't make measurements. Measurements.
We can't increase the size.
We can't increase the size of them, the Yosef Mishnos. Also, we don't make a coinage, which is more, let's say, more silver, more than a sixth. When it comes to Dinam of Aina, we also don't charge more than a sixth. These are different halachas that we have a sixth, not necessarily related to each other. And Mazatik Bar Mai Taima, Ilema, what's the reason that we don't charge or more than a sixth? Mishum Afkuei Tahara. The reason is because it's going to come out that if a person might be aware, it's going to be inflation. What's going to happen? It's going to come out. People are going to be charging.
They'll have to charge you more.
They're going to have to wind up charging more. And sometimes they won't even be aware that they're going to wind up charging more. They're going to give up less and charge a higher price. The price is going to go up because they're increasing the size, the amount. And then they're going to...
There's different coins. Using different coins. What's the difference? What are we doing?
No, but they're not going to be aware of that. They're not going to be aware. No, we might increase the price because the measurement went up. Now, there are going to be people who are not going to be aware of that. They're going to think it's the same measure, but the price went up.
It's not really an increase in price because...
It's not really an increase in price, but they're charging more because they're getting more.
Okay.
Right, they're getting more. People are going to, they're going to increase the measurement. Let's say a pound. Right? They're going to say, up till now, a pound was 16 ounces. Now we make the pound to 20 ounces. Let's say they would say. So that 20 ounces, if before it costs a dollar, and now obviously they're going to charge more. Now they're going to have other people who are not going to be aware that they're going to give the other 4 ounces. They're going to say, oh, look, a chunk, a pound. A pound that went up four, $4. Went up, more. He did have the hearts, the same thing. So what's going to happen is that the price for the lower amount of measure is going to come out big more. Everybody's going to charge that, including the people who are not going to wind up giving more. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the difference if it's more than a sixth or less than a sixth? Lo ella mishum ayna. The reason is because of ayna. Ke'echad lo lihavi bitul mekach. What else? Gemara says the reason is because, not because they're going to stop charge more, but because it's even going to be that if you're going to do it more, it might even come lidei bitul mekach. It's going to be an excessive amount, more than a sixth, that brings about that the whole mekach is going to be bottled. That already is a more. So what's going to happen? Then people are going to go do business and everything's going to, they're going to be bottled. They're not bound to a deal. They make a mekach, keach. You know, everything is going to be switched. It'll come back tomorrow. They'll be bottled the whole thing.
Because it's more than a sixth.
Elamishum Tagra, Kehekidalam Taya. Elamishum, what's going to be? Bahama Rava. Bahama Rava. What do you mean? Kol Dava Shemimidam Shemimishkam Shemiminya. Afilu Pachas. Because I know, even if it's less than a sixth, if it's a question of amount. Then it's a regular toast. He said, Kalman Shabbaminyam, Shabbamishkam, Shabbaminyam. Even if it's less than a sixth, the din is you're able to be chayzer. Let's say a person goes to Tzomekach Tois. Let's say it would come out, I want a pound of apples. You gave me 15 ounces of apples. That's nothing to do with Aina. I thought that I was getting 16 ounces. You gave me a package of 15 ounces. That cancels right away. That's a din of Mekach Tois. Ella. Now, there are different ways to learn over here, what this is, what the release is. I gave this as an example. But it shows what this is. And what is the din that we have? What exactly are we referring to over here?
Maybe you just make up the difference.
Because maybe there are those who hold that in this kind of a case, you would make up the difference. You could be mevatalik, but it's not that the whole thing is bottled by itself.
No,
in other words, the shaila is, if you do that, let's say I go into a store and I say, I want to buy a watch. Yeah, what happened? I walk home, I open up the box, and there's a banana in there. That's nothing to do with Aino. It's not what I bargained for. It's not what my idea was. I didn't buy that. So let's say it came out that there is a 16 ounces that I wanted to buy and gave me 15 ounces. You can be mevatalet. Is that the same thing as the banana or not? Now we have a big machlokes in Rishonim and what that is. And that makes it afkamina how we view this. But so I'm not going to elaborate on that at this point. We're going to get carried away with this. We don't have the luxury of the time for that now. Ela mishum tagra, afilu bagus b'derechaisa. Ela mishum tagra, kihechi de lo limitaya diada diada. That's what will happen or comes out. Comes out that where the reason is because we want people to be able to conduct themselves in commerce in the way things are normal. Things are normal. And which means that it's normal, they do not, what the Gemara says, it's not the Gemara, it's because we want them to make a profit. Then we don't want them to lose. What do you mean? You're worried only about a loss. What do you mean? He's entitled even to make a profit. What do you think? I'm going to go and I'm going to give something that's worth a dollar. It costs me a dollar wholesale. And I'm going to go and I'm going to sell it for a dollar. What is this, hell? What do you have impression will do such a thing like that? So what? That's a merchant. He costs them. The cost price is a dollar, and he goes and he sells it for a dollar. But he's come to make a profit. Where did he get it from, this thing of adding a sixth, or not more than a sixth? He learned the pasuk. We have a pasuk, the pasuk that we have, again, in the Yecheskel test the following. What is a shekel? A shekel is esrim geira. A shekel is 20 gera. Esrim shkalim, 20 shkalim, chamisha v'esrim shkalim. Let's say, esrim gera, a shekel esrim gera. Esrim shkalim, chamisha v'esrim shkalim. Asara v'chap asara. The chamisha shekel. Now, what is this? What does it say here? A shekel is esrim geira, we're saying. Esrim shkolim is 20. Chamisha v'esrim is 45. We have esrim, and 25 is 45. Asara v'chamisha shekel habana. Esrim, asara v'chamisha, so we have 45, 55, and 60. So right, we have Asara, the Chamisha is 15, Sarva Chamisha, plus the original 20 and 25, becomes that what is, and what does it say afterwards? Hamana Yielachem. So what is a mana? A mana is 60 shkalim. We know that's not true. How much, what is 60 shkalim, by the way? Let's say 60 shkalim. The Gemara says, we're coming to what? To lie, we say, now what? What are you saying over here? You're telling me that a shekel, you're telling me that a, when we're talking about, a mana, what normally is a mana? 100 dinarim. If we're going to say that we're talking here about 60 shkalim, how many dinarim are we talking about? 240. Right? 240. So if this is telling us over here that we're talking that there are 60 shkalim, and we're also saying that it's coming out to 240. See the Rashi over here. So, Esrim shkalim, it comes to 60. I raise shishim shkalim. I saw shishim shkalim mi'elchem. I'm the regular Rashi. I didn't look at the Xavion. My mi'elchem habana, the sela, arbazuzim. The second wide line. Second is four. There's four. I raise, so we come out to what? 240. If that's what we're saying. So, Frank the Gemara, how could that be? If it's telling us that it takes 240 dinarim to make a mana, we obviously see three things here. Shmamina, mana shel kodesh, kafel hayin. Normally we say it's a mana, it's 100. And a mana shel shekel is a shekel hakodesh. What's a shekel hakodesh? Double a regular one. So instead of being 100, it really is what? 200. If it's double, it means it's 200. Shmamina mana shel kodesh, it's 200. But we got the 240. Shmamina, like Sifan al-Amidus, you have, it's going to be an extra 40, it's going to be an extra 40 dinarim, because we're talking about they, whether they were mice, if Allah be this, the Emasim and Yosef Ishtus. And they also, some Mabela, so you're going to come out to 40, which is a sixth of 240. Not the sixth of 200, it's a sixth of 240, because Shmavida Ishtus of Milavar, you look at the way it is and you take, really, it's a fifth of that. But you look at, because if you'll add it, it's going to be a sixth. And therefore, Milma Amaravina Masnisa Nabi Deka, we have it for the Mishnah too. Because what did we say in our Mishnah? There were five sa, which are really what? Sheish Midbarius. I mean, obviously, how would they add? They changed it, they computed it differently, and they added the measurements a sixth milavar. They didn't add a sixth of a fifth. They added a sixth, but it's only called the sixth, where it comes out to six-fifths of the original. If it's six-fifths of the original, that's they added a sixth. And therefore, that's where we come out to the cheshbonis, that we have the gabayar demon that we have here. Abikulum hayanaitel echad ve'asara truma. When from each group of the taida, they took one challah to give it to the kohen. Shenemar v'hikrin beno echad v'kol karba truma l'Hashem. Echad meaning what? Shlo yitov parus. You don't take one that's broken apart. Broken apart is no good. Echad v'kol karba sheyu kol hakarbanos shavus. They have to be all together. Shmuel Rashi says over here about Frasha's truma. They all have to be together. Shelo yito bikarben al chaverai. You don't take, for example, on a matzah's chametz to take it for a matzah of matzah. Right? Or if you take a ravucha to in lieu of something else. Kayan, and who does it go to? Kayan azarek is nama shlomim. Lo yeya. Bashar dechal abaylum. You take four off the top. And then the other one goes to the Bible. Tana Rabban. Vikri menu min abasubar echad shelo yitok farus bikol karban from every group of 10. Shil kol hakarban ha-shomis. Shelo yitok min ha-karban al-chavera ha-truma la-shem. I shouldn't say any idea of mikama. How, all right, so truma la-shem, I don't know how much do you take them. Mikama, I already done. Never, so what, you take a truma. 1 out of 10. Now, how do you know it means 1 out of 10? Maybe it means 2 out of 10. How do you know that? Already know never cut chuma, but never do chuma spice or chuma. Never cut chuma, but never be kurim chuma. How much do you take off of a crop to take Bikurim. Malahalan, there's no shear. Be the rice at least. Ela shear, Avkan, Ela shear. There are Lamin Daima, so which one should you compare it to? Dani Truma, Shena Hareha Truma. Be Truma, Shena Hareha Truma. Ya Yochiach, Bikurim. Shea, Shachareha Truma. I don't be Bikurim, because what happens after Bikurim? Then you have to take off Truma, like my Truma, my Sir, my Sirishu, my Sirsheni, everything. A clock with Darum soon, maybe it should be another way. Dani Truma Nechelis, the Makai Kurdish. The Truma Nechelis, the Makai Kurdish. Now, Tokhiyah, don't learn it out from Truma's Meiser. To Nechelis, we call Baki, do whatever you want. There's no dare say, I'd say about it by it. Tabat Lima, Mimenu, Truma Lashem. Uxim, Truma's Meiser, Mimenu. Truma, Lixera Shabbat. Labada the Truma Shiachan Beyasara. Okay. Avalani Idea Bikaba He Chala. Something by so I don't know though. I don't know for how much you do for a Chala. I mean, he done. Never Kad Lechem and never Lahala Mishne Alechem. So how much do you put, how much flour do you put in every Chala? Malahala and Isara and Lechala. One is there by every one, each one, I should say every one, each of the two loaves that you have by lechem apadim, how much flour is in each one of the two? One. Shtei lechem. Baal yisar l'chal, afkad yisar l'chal. Oh, maybe in kachlu derech zu. What is it by lechem apadim? No. It's about 12, but how much flour is in each one of the loaves of lechem apanim, like we said before? Never cut lechem, never lechem apanim lechem. How shnei esritis, it's double shnei lechem. It's two esritis. That's why we said that it comes to about 10 pounds. Each loaf of lechem apanim, it's an awful lot for a besav to eat on Shabbos. Ah, God, shnei esritis. Maybe each one, there will be diamond. Dodin bincha haba chametz. Im hazevach. Bincha haba chametz im hazevach. Maybe I should compare that. Dodin mincha that comes chametz with a zevach, which is what? What's it like shnei alechem? The mincha, or the taida, I mean, the taida. The mincha haba chavetzim hazevach, which is what? Shnei alecha, obviously. Yeah, everybody, we're on the same page. Al yachiach lechem apanim. Sheinu b'chavetzim hazevach. That's not coming with a zevach. That's a carbon unto itself. And therefore, we know that each challah that we have by a carbon taida is going to be one. And only one Isarin. Oh, Klafla Derek Zu. Maybe we should say a whole different approach. Or maybe I'll Klafla Derek Zu. Dada Mincha Bobby Yeretz, Mifuts Lawrence. Maybe it's, let's say there are no restrictions on where you bring the Mincha from. Eretz Israel, Futs Lawrence. Midachadesh, I mean, Ayashin, it could be any time.
From
the, if I carbon tied it. But from what? Mincha Bobe Yaretz, the Futs Lawrence. Which is what? Which is not Shelach, which is Lechem Apadim. Min HaChadosh min HaYashin v'yachim Shtei HaLechem. Shtei HaLechem she'bosel min HaChadosh u'min HaAretz. How do we from Eretz Yisrael b'mash v'sechem? Tabud Laima b'mash v'sechem taviyu lechem tenufa. Shtayim, she tabud Laima shtu taviyu. Why do I have to say it over? Taviyu, ma tabud Laima taviyu. Why does it, what's the adding? What is that? A toida. Mala hala di sarin lachala. Avka di sarin lachala. What you have over here, it's going to be a taida. The taida is going to be the same thing as the shnei alecha. Yimala hala shneis esraidis. Afkad shneis raidis. Maybe you say, if I'm lechem apanim, it's two. Tabud leimar tiyena. It can't be two. Rav Kahn Shnei Yisraelis, it's not Tiyano. We'll see what this means. What's this drasha that we have Tiyano? How do we see it? The Gemara is going to come right back to it. Lamadu Asura L'Chameitz. Okay, very good. That's what we learned out, Asura L'Chameitz. What about Asura L'Matzah Minayin? Tavad Leimar Al-Chalas Lechem Chameitz. There's Mashma Negev Chameitz Ave Matzah. Dintzu comes out Esrim Yisraelis. It comes out all together. How many Yisraelis of silence of flour do you have by the entire Mincha? 20.
10 for the
Chametz and 10 for the other three altogether. Lach Beitayna, Asara L'Chalach Beitayna, Asara L'Chametz, Asara L'Matzah, Yachal, Asara Shem L'Matzah, L'Yukul Abelam Ibn Echad, Tamad Laimari Mal Taida Yakrivenu, Behikrim Al Zevach At Taida, Chalus Matzahis, Velulois Bashemen, or Rekike Matzahis Meshuchat Hashemen, and I'm sorry, what's more Bechus, you don't have it off on 1-3. You have a combination of three. Nimtzu, and again, this is the thing, the cardinal rule that we have. Shloisha Esrainim Ushlish. L'chol bin of a mid, Shalish Chalasli Yisarin, like break the breakdown that we had, like we said before. For each Yisarin, you have three. Inshallah Yisarin. Nimtzu Lach Bein Taida. It's a lach beitayda, of course, that comes out 10 times 4. It's for arbaim. Leitul mehen arba, v'naisel l'koyen, ashar nechal l'balum. All right, we're going to have to, I think we're up against the clock. I have a few comments over here also, and I'd like to make Ricky nervous over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.